Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from Natalie Herberman. She's heard that when you put your clothes in the washing machine, they leave behind harmful particles, and she's wondering if there's anything she can do about that. We had Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what is Natalie talking about? Do my clothes really release harmful particles when I wash them?
To learn more about this question, we spoke with Timneet Kafela.
It's like Tim is neat.
She's a PhD candidate in environmental sciences at UC Santa Barbara. She says those harmful particles Natalie is talking about are called microplastics.
So microplastics are small pieces of plastic, and they typically range from the size of 1 nanometer to less than 5 millimeters.
How big is that?
Well, 5 millimeters is about the width of a pencil eraser.
And a nanometer is small enough that you really can't see it.
Okay, but what do microplastics have to do with our clothing?
Well, these days, nearly 60% of clothes worldwide are made out of synthetic plastic fibers, like nylon, polyester, acrylic, and rayon.
And when those clothes begin to fall apart, they release microfibers, a type of microplastic.
You're saying that my clothing sheds tiny pieces of plastic?
Yeah. Unless you're wearing plant-based clothes made out of something like cotton or hemp. They also shed fibers, but those fibers break down faster and don't have plastic in them.
What does this have to do with my laundry?
Well, that shedding also happens when you wash your clothes.
Timneet says, to understand this process, imagine that you're a fiber on a polyester shirt, and then that shirt gets thrown into the washing machine.
I'm a tiny little fiber that's just chilling on this shirt. And then I get liberated. I'm like, wee, I'm free. I'm no longer part of this big, like, garment.
Now that the washing machine has jostled you out of place, you swirl around in the water and drain through the washing machine's filter, if it even has one.
Because you're small enough to slip through?
Right. And then you flow out to the wastewater treatment plant, and then you could make your way back into the environment.
So what should we tell Natalie? Do her clothes leave behind harmful particles when she washes them? Should she be doing something different?
Well, the research isn't totally clear yet. Some lab experiments show that when animals eat these microfibers, it makes it harder for them to digest food, grow, and make babies.
So far, many scientists think that these microfibers aren't causing enough problems that you should dramatically change your clothing choices or laundry habits.
But we know her clothes do shed microplastics and that we're creating more every day.
So if Natalie is worried, Timneet says there are things she can use to catch the microfibers in her wash. There are laundry balls, wash bags for your clothes, and filters you can install in your laundry drain.
But if she's worried about plastic in the environment, I would focus more on avoiding single-use plastics like bags, cups, and takeout containers.
Great. Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.